If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Vaccine trial paused.
We're absolutely clear that safety comes first.
Winds whip wildfires.
The whole sky here was all red.
The fireball was coming through this tree line.
Police shoot boy with autism.
He's a small child. Come on, give me a break.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A late-stage study of a COVID-19 vaccine is suddenly on hold after the drug maker found a patient with an unexplained illness. Health experts warned there could be setbacks in the race to get a safe, effective vaccine. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
AstraZeneca is halting Phase 3 testing after a participant in the UK had an adverse reaction. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
It is a routine thing in clinical trials that when there is a serious adverse event, clinical trials are put on hold while the investigators look into whether the adverse event was from the vaccine.
Dr. Anthony Fauci gave his thoughts on CBS this morning.
It's unfortunate that it happened. Hopefully they'll work it out and be able to proceed along with the remainder of the trial. But you don't know. They need to investigate it further.
And the World Health Organization's chief scientist reacting to the news said, even though the world wants a vaccine quickly, the process still has to follow the rules of the game.
There are two other vaccine candidates now in late-stage trials. Dr. Richard Novak is involved in one of them.
There is some political pressure. Fortunately, I feel like we've been mostly shielded from it.
The American Academy of Pediatrics says COVID-19 cases in children now top 500,000. Many schools across the country opened for classes or virtual learning yesterday. CBS's David Begno is following a court battle playing out in Iowa.
I know our students need to be in school, but not at the expense of their health.
That's Thomas Ahart, superintendent of Des Moines Public Schools. He went against Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds' order to hold at least 50% of classes in person.
In defying state law and now defying a court order, are you basically doing this because you think it's right?
That's the only reason that we're doing this.
Ahart says he's continuing all classes online until further notice, because even at 50% capacity, student safety, he believes, will be compromised.
We cannot do it and meet social distancing requirements.
The pandemic has prompted Los Angeles to ban trick-or-treating for Halloween next month. An economic study from the University of San Diego estimates the big motorcycle rally in Sturgis, South Dakota, may have been responsible for 260,000 new coronavirus cases. That analysis has not been peer-reviewed, and the state's Republican governor has attacked it as fiction. Well, now to the west and the wildfires that have turned life into a nightmare in several states. Strong winds made a bad situation worse. There were air rescues in California. Washington's governor reported more fire damage in a day than they normally see in a year. CBS's Carter Evans.
The Bobcat Fire, about 30 miles east of Los Angeles, has residents preparing for the worst.
The Santa Ana winds worry me a lot. When they kick up, I don't think the firefighters have a chance.
After doubling in size, the Dolan Fire, burning in rugged terrain along the central coast, forced 14 firefighters to deploy their emergency shelters.
When you deploy a fire shelter, that's kind of a last chance for survival.
The National Guard used military helicopters for the second time to rescue more than 100 campers in the Sierra National Forest.
It's like a nuclear bomb had exploded. It was crazy.
Mary Breckenridge was overjoyed to have her son back in her arms.
I'm happy that she's happy. It was smoky up there.
The Justice Department's asking to take over President Trump's defense in a defamation lawsuit brought by E. Jean Carroll, a writer who's accused him of rape. Legal analyst Laurie Levinson.
This is certainly a first. I have never seen a case like this where the president is being sued for defamation, and now he wants the Justice Department to take that case to federal court, defend him, and actually become the defendant in the action.
That could mean the government, not Mr. Trump, could have to pay any damages if they are awarded. President Trump hit Florida and North Carolina yesterday, key states this fall, as both he and Joe Biden traded jabs.
Joe doesn't have the strength. He doesn't have the mental capability to control these people.
Look at how he steps and look how I step. Watch how I run up ramps and he stumbles down ramps, okay?
Each candidate targets Michigan over the next couple of days. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says the president indicates he's willing to spend his own money if he has to on the campaign.
Mr. Trump says big spending on campaign advertising early in the year was necessary to combat criticism from Democrats and bad press. His new campaign manager, Bill Stepien, says he's now eyeing the budget very carefully.
The chief and other top police leaders in Rochester, New York, have retired or stepped down amid allegations of a cover-up over the suffocation death of a black man back in March. Mayor Lovely Warren says she was kept in the dark about the circumstances surrounding the encounter.
I will be meeting with City Council to chart a path forward. I am committed to instituting the reforms necessary in our police department.
Several investigations are underway in the Salt Lake City area after the police response to a mother who was having trouble with her 13-year-old autistic son.
Get down on the ground! Get down on the ground! Bam, 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 bam!
Golda Barton said her son was unarmed and couldn't regulate his behavior. The teen was shot by officers and is in the hospital.
He's a small child. Why don't you just tackle him? You are big police officers with massive amounts of resources.
New diversity standards have been laid out for Best Picture nominees at the Oscars. This includes on-screen and off-screen elements of the production. The film must have one lead character or key supporting character from an underrepresented racial or ethnic group. Well, a much-loved and ridiculed TV show about a family wrapped in fame is heading into its last season, as we hear from CBS's Matt Piper.
After more than a decade...
Where's Kim?
Kim is always...
Keeping Up with the Kardashians will be ending its run. The reality TV show has followed the lives of the Kardashian-Jenner family since 2007, and there have been 12 spin-off shows. The show gave rise to a new kind of fame born of reality TV.
We don't normally give much thought to wastewater, but experts are considering it as they look for ways to contain the coronavirus.
Researchers in Athens at the University of Georgia are monitoring the spread of coronavirus through wastewater, UGA professor Aaron Lipp.
It's a way to quickly look at a lot of people at one time, much faster than you can with a diagnostic test of, you know, trying to test about, you know, 100,000 people at once.
She says it can give cities and counties an idea of where things are going.
So, for example, in Athens, you know, the data that we've collected so far suggests that the levels in sewage actually started declining when our mask ordinance went into place.
She says testing sewage samples could be a helpful tool in stopping the spread of the virus going forward. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
More than 160 human rights groups are calling on the International Olympic Committee to reconsider its choice of China to hold the 2022 Winter Games. The letter says Beijing cracked down on minority groups before and after the 08 Summer Games. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.